Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson and Syracuse will show down this coming Saturday in Memorial Stadium. 12 noon kickoff time in Death Valley. This will be the 13th overall meeting between Clemson and the Syracuse Orange. And Clemson 10-2 all-time versus Syracuse. The last time these two clubs met was back in 2023. That was on the road up in Syracuse, New York. A then 2-2 Clemson club rolled into New York to take on a perfect 4-0 Syracuse ball club. And Clemson came away with a 31-14 win. Clemson, matter of fact, has won 6 in a row in the series. The last matchup in Memorial Stadium happened in 2022. Clemson was 7-0. They were ranked number 5 in the country. Syracuse was 6-0. They were ranked 14th in the country. And Clemson had to use 14 points in the fourth quarter to erase an 11-point Syracuse lead and end up winning 27-21. You may remember that was a big game for Will Shipley and also Philip Moffa, as the two combined for well over 200 yards, 293 yards rushing, as a matter of fact, for Clemson in that contest in 2022. Again, all the action starts at 12 noon. You can catch it here on Network Line starting at 9 a.m. As always, go Tigers!
Walt Tip, Tula Road Rage, we are back. Frank says, Walt, I know you have an addiction to sports, but obviously you are a Patriot first. In 9/11, I was meeting at the Corinth Shiloh Fire Department. I noticed about 8 guys wearing Clemson camo jerseys. I talked to the chief after my meeting with some of Backage's boys, thanking them as first responders, class act. How about that? Very cool. All right. We have a lot to get to. People are asking me about all sorts of games and everything. We are going to get to them. I promise you. Texter said, he said, I work at a Walgreens distribution too. How about that? He said, listen every day at work. Thank you so much, Texter 303. Thank you so much. It means everything to me. I appreciate that very much. All right, Ramona, I want to get to some of this Syracuse breakdown. I've watched enough Syracuse football. No offense to our daily Syracuse listeners, I've watched enough Syracuse football in the last 24 hours that I may never want to watch Syracuse again. But we have a lot to get to in terms of who they are and what they are and what type of game this is going to be. So let's start on the line of scrimmage. All right, this is a big offensive line. Physically, it's a big offensive line. It's a group that you would think would be pretty good. As of yet, they've been better run blocking than they have been pass blocking. UConn confused them at times. UConn's one of the best 1-2 football teams in America. They should have beaten Syracuse. They led Syracuse 17-6 with 6 minutes left. That's right. UConn led at Syracuse 17-6 with 6 minutes left. And I can tell you, they controlled that game. And I think what was disturbing in that game from a Syracuse point of view was the amount of problems that UConn's pass rush caused Syracuse. lot of deflected passes for Angeli. And really, I thought that their quickness, their sort of fast twitch ability up front, and some of the games they played confused Syracuse at times in terms of the offensive line pickup. I think it's more an issue for Syracuse at this point that you have a number of transfer players in that mix on that offensive line, and I think it's lacking continuity. This group should get better as the year goes on. They're better run blockers right now than they are in pass pro. If there's an area that Clemson wins and rules the day in this game, this will be it. If Clemson is going to blow Syracuse out, it will have to be because the defensive front and or extra bodies that Tom Allen sends affects Angeli, and they control or dominate this offensive line. That's the recipe for a Clemson blowout and pulling away in this, the type of game people want to see. If that doesn't happen, then you're going to be in for a much closer game. So that's the biggest concern that Syracuse has as of right now in terms of facing Clemson. It's whether Clemson's offensive line comes to life against this Syracuse offensive line, where, again, they have some new pieces, new transfer portal players that are part of this picture, like Ferguson and Collins, etc. So we'll see how that plays out. In terms of the Syracuse run game, listen, Yassine Willis and Will Nixon are dudes. They're both good players. Willis is a beast. You know, Willis has been a little banged up, but Willis is 6'2", 235, and he is a beast. Nixon runs more physically than you would think as well, and Nixon doubles as a guy who's got really good hands out of the backfield. So Syracuse is going to use him on swing passes and checkdowns and things like that, so you're going to have to be alert to that. Nixon's the guy, much more so than Willis, who will play that role. All right, but those two running backs are good players. They're good players. You know, again, Syracuse has had some issues in their offensive line up till now. I would imagine game by game, those issues are getting a little bit better. But again, I thought they struggled against UConn. You know, they did create some run game success, but again, I thought they had more trouble in pass protection. And there were a number of deflected passes in that game. So, you know, again, I think Clemson defensive linemen need to be reminded that if you can't get home, get your arms up in the air. If you can't get home, get your arms up in the air. Because, again, this team's going to throw the ball a lot. And we're going to talk about Steve Angeli in a second. But I want to talk about the rest of the weapons, all right? This team has talent at wide receiver, all right? The Gill kid is talented, and it feels like he's just coming into his own. Jonte Cook, the transfer, is also a talented guy. And then you have and they've got a pretty deep and talented receiving core, a pretty versatile receiving core. And then you have the tight end, Dan Villari, who, you know, a couple years ago Syracuse was doing all sorts of things with. He sort of lost his role last year. I'm not sure he should have. But Villari is a problem, the tight end, number 89. He's a problem, and he's going to catch passes. I don't care who you put him up against, and they're going to spread you out, all right? They're going to show you some four wide receiver looks. They're actually going to go empty and give you some five wide receiver looks at times. You'll see them play two backs at the same time. You know, they'll play both Willis and Nixon together at times. So they're going to put a lot on your preparation plate in terms of what you expect to see from them. And then where it really comes together is with Angeli. Look, this guy, first of all, has a surprisingly live arm. I mean, he made one throw against UConn that cut the lead to 17-13 with about 5 or 6 minutes left that was an absolute missile strike down the sideline. I mean, one of the more impressive throws I've seen by a college quarterback this year. And he's not a statue. You know, he's not going to do a ton in the run game, but he can extend plays a little bit. He can throw on the run and does so with pretty good accuracy, and he has a live arm. And obviously, statistically, he's been awesome thus far. And it feels like he's getting better. So when you combine that with the group of receivers they have, that's a problem. I'm not in love with the matchup of Clemson's DBs against these receivers. I am not in love with that matchup. I'm concerned about that matchup, quite honestly, which is why I think it comes down to whether you can affect him. Because I think that's what it's going to take. I think if you want to protect the back end against this passing attack that you're going to see from Syracuse, I think it's essential that you pressure Angeli. Because if you don't, I think he's going to hurt you. And I'm a little concerned with what I've seen of late from Clemson DBs, especially DBs not named Terrell. Cornerbacks, more specifically. So, because they have some depth at receiver and they have some athleticism at receiver and they've got a tight end who, you know, look, we can call him a tight end, but they split him out, all right? And so they're spreading you out, like I said. And so basically you're going to see a whole bunch of four wide receiver stuff. And they'll play with tempo when they pick up first downs. They don't always play with tempo, but they're going to play with tempo when they pick up first downs. That's what they're going to do. So they're going to run to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to snap it again. And, you know, again, I think pressuring Angeli is vital. And then I think that getting your hands up, arms up, vital as well, because it worked for UConn. They deflected a number of passes at the line of scrimmage. So if you can't get home, get your arms up. And look, are they going to attack the perimeter? Yes, I think early on especially. I think early on you'll see them throw some wide receiver screens, get the ball out in the perimeter, find out whether Clemson can tackle in space out there. There have been some issues with that. I thought there were some issues with that against Georgia Tech. So I would expect them to do some of that. But this is a guy who wants to throw the ball vertically too. And if he has time to do it, he can be a very effective thrower. The other thing about him, for a guy who really hasn't played much, he has remarkable pocket composure. This is a guy who will hang in there and make throws. He doesn't seem rattled at all. He, you know, all the things we've seen that have been troublesome from Cade this year, this guy is sort of the opposite in terms of his makeup. So, you know, it's not enough that you pressure him. You know, you're gonna have to see if you can rattle him, see if you can affect him. And it may not be enough to move him off his spot because he's not a statue. This is different than Nussmeier because Angeli can move some. And like I said, he's very comfortable, you know, especially rolling to his right, throwing the ball. And they're going to put some of that stuff in the game plan as well. They're going to have some designed rollouts by him because he does have some mobility. So offensively, you know, look, I think we saw this in the Tennessee game. Offensively, they posed Tennessee a lot of problems. You know, the game developed into sort of a shootout, and eventually Tennessee pulled away. But Syracuse had opportunities in that game, and that was game one for this quarterback and this offense. And remember, he got there late. You know, that's what really makes what he's doing so impressive is he got there late. You know, he basically just got there and said, okay, you're going to be the quarterback. Because that wasn't the plan. Ricky Collins was the plan. And then the plan switched when they landed Angeli. So, you know, look, we saw him as a substitute when he was at Notre Dame. And I thought he looked really good in that situation. It led to a lot of conjecture about him possibly being a starter at Notre Dame this year. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I'll tell you, I think he has NFL quarterback ability, and he's a guy who's hardly played. And he's thrown for like 1,100 yards on the season. And he's a problem. So I don't think, I'll tell you right now, if the Clemson defense cannot affect him and doesn't pressure him, I think he has a chance to light up Clemson secondary. I don't like these matchups of the Clemson receivers or the Syracuse receivers against the Clemson cornerbacks. I'm not in love with that. That worries me. So the way you change that and the way you control what Syracuse does is Clemson's defensive front has to dominate this game. If Clemson's going to win this game and do so in dominant fashion, it will be that the defensive front wakes up against an offensive line that they should be able to handle and cause some disruption, both in the run game and stuffing the run, and even though you've got two pretty good running backs, stuffing the run and putting the game completely on Angeli and then affecting him, getting your arms up if you can't get home, knocking down passes, because, again, there were a number of deflections in that UConn game. I think these are the things that have to happen if Clemson is going to control the Syracuse offense. If you don't do that, and Angeli has time to throw these receivers, I think you got a problem. I think he's going to complete a ton of balls for a lot of yardage, and there's going to be more disturbing conversation come Monday. So I think that's what it comes down to. I think fundamentally, in terms of the Syracuse offense versus the Clemson defense, I do not trust the cornerbacks against these receivers. I do not trust the cornerbacks against this quarterback. I only trust them if they are aided by a dominant defensive front. A dominant defensive front that stuffs this run game and puts the game completely on Angeli, and then Clemson affects him and makes life miserable for him. You know, sacks, deflections, whatever. It's got to be more than move him off his spot, because he's comfortable moving off his spot. So it's got to be more than that. This is not the, you know, this is not the Nussmeier thing where he was a stationary target and you knew where he'd be. It's not the case with this guy. He has pretty good wheels and he can extend plays. And they're, like I said, they're more than comfortable rolling him out of the pocket. So it's going to take more than that. But I do like the matchup from a Clemson standpoint, at least in theory, of Clemson's defensive front against this offensive line. That's the matchup that most favors Clemson in this game, at least on paper, if the Clemson D-front plays up to their press clippings. I also think this offensive line has some trouble with blitz pickup, and I think Syracuse has had some issues in that regard in terms of chemistry. So, you know, we'll see whether that becomes a factor. I think it will. It did in the UConn game. So that's the recipe on that side of the ball. We have a lot more on this. Walt up to the Road Rage, quick break.
Lennox in the Air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall.
Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Joe Kane is the name, and I served on the Danville train.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Texter 285 says Clemson D gets two touchdowns, 54-13 Tigers. Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, you know, I've had those texts every week so far, and none of you have been right, and none of you have written back. Stay until that works. You know, what on earth would make you think Clemson can score 54 points right now? I mean, they can't get to 20. So how are they getting to 54? I would have to see that to believe that. I mean, I hope you're right, but I wouldn't count on that. Right now, I just want to win this game and then move on. That's what I want. Because I just don't see that. Texas said basketball, the only people scoring 54. Right. You might be right. Yeah, I don't see that as of right now. Texas 704 said Texter needs to lay off the drugs. Yeah, again, look, man, I hope you're right. I don't see it. You know, I had a lot of people writing me that. I think Billy and Myrtle Beach, I think, had Clemson in a blowout over Georgia Tech. And Billy didn't like what I had to tell him, that, you know, I thought that what type of game it would be. I hope you're right. I hope Antonio Williams is back. I'm thinking Antonio Williams is back. Texter says, lifelong Tiger, Syracuse 37, Clemson 20. Now, I don't think that's happening either. I hope that's... hey, Ramona, if it winds up Syracuse 37, Clemson 20, I'm going to let you do the show next Monday. I'm going to take a sick day or a sick week, maybe. Because it's not,
I might be you with know, you there.
One day would not be enough. I mean, no, I'm going to need like a sick week. Alert Hennis, because if that winds up a Syracuse 37-20, I'm going to be taking some vacation time or something. I hope we don't see that. Texas said, Walt, Clemson can't get to 20 with nobody in the stadium. That's what it looks like. So I'm not optimistic about that. We have a lot to get to. We're still going to continue this breakdown and talk about who they are and what they are and where Clemson can attack. Let me take care of some business. Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. In fact, Old School already told you about Roto-Rooter. You know, he called this show. He called Quack and Ben to talk about Roto-Rooter and what they have done and First Class Halt. How about that, Ramona? And he was singing the praises of both companies. You know, and with good reason. He said, not only did both companies do the job, Ramona, they both checked back.
How about that?
And even like 2 weeks later, they still checked back.
That's
to make
awesome.
Sure. I mean, that's Roto-Rooter. Voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. Again, there's only one best. There's not multiple best. There's one best. It's Roto-Rooter. They've factually voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. So why would you go anywhere else? Your most trusted local plumber. They're the only plumber you've ever heard of. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. Over 40 years, the same family owning the franchise in the upstate. Clemson alumni, great people. Open 24/7, 365. You don't get to pick and choose your plumbing emergencies. They choose you. And so you need that contact information. And you also need to know that when things go badly, that you're going to be able to get in touch with a live human being, and you will be. Commercial and residential plumbing, full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucet sinks, disposals, tubs and toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. They do it all, but all they do is plumbing. That's who they are. It's what they do. That's why they're the best at it. 864-695-1117. Again, I'm only here from 3 to 7, so I would put this number on your refrigerator, old-style way, or put it in your phone. Make sure you have it. 864-695-1117. And when you call, tell them I sent you, of course. Rotorooter.com. That's easy. Rotorooter.com. You will 100% thank me later. All right. Back to Syracuse and who and what they are. So offensively, this is a team that has a chance to be really dynamic, explosive, dangerous in the pass game. Again, if you three and out them as UConn did to them in the second half for most of that half, you know, you can do some damage. But in order to do that, you've got to win the battle at the line of scrimmage. You know, some texter wrote me and said, what offensive line has this Clemson defensive front whipped? Well, that's a fair question. You know, hey, listen, the big name stars better act like big name stars in this one, because this is where the game will be won and lost from a Syracuse offense, Clemson defensive perspective. It's vital that Clemson pressures that it's vital that Clemson takes away the run of Willis and Nixon and pressures Angeli. Vital. And pressure is going to mean hit, deflect, whatever. It's more than effect, although effect is a part of it. That's going to be vital, because if not, Clemson can't cover these receivers. I just don't think they can. And I think the quarterback throws it too well if you're not getting in his face. I think it's the whole thing. You've got to get in his face. And if that means, you know, the front four does it, if that means you bring extra bodies, whatever it means, you do whatever it takes. You can't let this guy stand back there and throw the football, because if you do, he's going to tear you apart. And I think this would be true against anybody. I mean, he really did to Tennessee in game one. You know, and quite honestly, that game didn't look all that different than the Georgia-Tennessee game did. All right, so we talked about the Syracuse offense and what they are. Let's talk about the Syracuse defense and what they are. First of all, they had a key injury up front late in that UConn game, and so I don't know if Wilson is good to go or not, but maybe he is. They were pretty good against the run versus UConn. Maybe a little more stout than I would have thought. But when you talk about the best players on this team, and it's not that the best players on this team are not going to be challenged and that Clemson's not going to challenge them, but the best football player on this team is the cornerback, Demetrius Samuel Jr. Demetrius Samuel Jr., the freshman, is 17 years old. You heard me right. He's 17 years old, and he is playing both ways. He is a freak of nature. Now, he's been burned sometimes, and Tennessee went after him. As you might expect, he's 17. Tennessee went after him with size and athletic ability, and they did beat him a couple times. They beat him for a one big 70-yard touchdown when Syracuse went cover four and left him outside isolated, and he thought he was running a nine route, and he ran a post, and he got turned around. But that kid, I'll tell you right now, that kid is a straight-up friggin' baller who's better than any cornerback on Clemson's team. It's just an issue of time. You know, it's an issue of readiness. But that kid is going to be a big-time star, not just at Syracuse. He's going to be a star in the National Football League, too. You can get him now. You can still get him now. And Syracuse is going to show lots of looks defensively. You know, I saw him with a single-eye safety. I saw him in cover two, cover three, cover four. They're going to show you lots of different looks defensively. One of the things that's interesting, though, is that there were a lot of times that Syracuse was playing off coverage, and where they were giving you 10 yards cushion on the outside. Clemson has to take advantage of that if that's there. And that's going to mean Cade gets the ball out immediately, you get the ball to the perimeter, and you block it up, and you make some plays. You know, you can't let somebody play their corners 10 yards off the ball. And they do that at times. Now, they mix it up. It's not always the case. You know, like I said, they're going to show you a lot of different looks defensively. But if they're playing their corners that far off, you've got to take advantage of that with quick, accurate throws to the outside and do to them what everyone else has been doing to you. So we'll see whether they're able to do that. The rest of this secondary, Devin Grant, the senior transfer, number 23, he's a war daddy. He will knock you cold. He is a really good football player, and he plays downhill, and he's aggressive. You know, whether you can take advantage of that at times, maybe we'll see. Deuce Chestnut, the strong safety, is also a good player. You know, if there's a Waldo, I mean, I guess the Waldo might be Chris Peel, although I think he has ability as well. You know, maybe Barry Buxton, the nickelback. But again, in game one, Tennessee did go after Demetrius Samuel. That, like I'm telling you, that's only going to last for so long, all right? Because you're playing with fire because the kid's a superstar. The kid is just an absolute freak. He's playing this kid is playing major college football at the age of 17 and playing both ways because he's such a freak. All right? So you've got to watch out. You know, I just think you go after him too much and you're going to pay a price. But, you know, we'll see. This secondary is better than people think. It's actually pretty talented. Again, there's some youth. There's some transfers in it. I think at times there's been some confusion. Syracuse is playing multiple looks defensively. But, look, they didn't hold up. Even in game one, they didn't play any worse than Georgia did. You know, and for the most part, Samuel is always going to be in phase. You know, again, he got turned around on that one play when Syracuse showed a cover four look. And he was basically left one-on-one with an elite receiver. And they ran some verticals, and again, he thought they were running a post. He thought they were running a nine. He ran a post, and he got turned around. He actually caught up some, but he recovered some, which is good. But he's a freak, and this secondary has way more talent than people understand. It hasn't all come together for them yet, and they've not generated a lot of pressure on the opposing quarterback. So that increases their exposure level, and that's something that Clemson should be able to take advantage of. You know, but depending on how they line up initially, you know, I'd be looking to see where these corners are lining up and how far off the ball they are, because I think if they're going to give you 10 yards of cushion, you have to take that. Now, you have to be good at taking it, but you have to take it, and we'll see what they do. But like I said, they showed lots of different looks. You know, I saw a single high safety look. I saw cover two, cover three, cover four. I saw lots of different looks from them defensively. So that's the picture of who they are defensively. From a special team standpoint, their kick returner, Malachi James, the sophomore. I don't know when or how this kid's going to come into play. Probably not at all against Clemson. I mean, he really hasn't come into play much against anybody because the kickoff's basically been taken out of the college game. You need to make sure the kickoff stays out of the college game with Malachi James because you do not want to kick this dude the ball. Number 36 in your program, do not kick him the ball. He is on the Syracuse track team. He is the New Jersey 100-meter state champion. He can flat out friggin' fly, and if he gets one step, there's nobody on Clemson who's going to catch him. Probably nobody on any team that's going to catch him because the other fastest guys in the country are basically wide receivers. So, you know, you just need to make sure that under no circumstance do you kick the ball to Malachi James. Oh, the other thing is their punter. Their punter, Jack Stonehouse, might be the best punter in America. I'll tell you this on the other side. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for presale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you.
Together, we can make a difference.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me. When you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leak, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Texas, what does Clemson need to do defensively? Again, Clemson needs to press. They need to stuff the run, make Syracuse one-dimensional. Because if you don't do that part, then you're not going to stop Angeli. Because they're going to run play action. All right. So if they're effective running the ball, then you can't stop the passing attack, period. So the first thing you got to do is you got to stop those two backs. You got to stuff the run and put it all on Angeli. They can't run play action if you can't. And they're going to run a ton of RPOs, all right? That's what they do. It's RPOs, and that's what their game is, all right? But I think the first thing is you've got to stuff those two running backs, and you got to put it completely on Angeli. And then you have to pressure him. That's the key. This is really a game that should be about the outcome of this game should be determined by all these alleged Clemson round one draft NFL defensive linemen versus a Syracuse offensive line that has size but is still trying to figure it out. Now, oddly enough, UConn's defensive front, which is smaller and quicker, I think pose Syracuse bigger problems than Clemson's defensive front might. But if there's ever a game that Parker is going to show up, this needs to be it. This needs to be a Parker game. This needs to be a three-sack Parker game. Two deflection, you know, fumble, cause a fumble, that type of thing. This is the game that Parker needs to show up. I'm going to guess that he does. I'm going to guess that this is the game that Parker shows up in. I think it works. Texas said, traffic! Exclamation marks on the song. Yes, you're 100% right. Texas said, well, I wasn't worried about Syracuse till I listened today. No. Look, this is just the analysis part of it. You know, I tell you the good and the bad about what they are. I mean, you know, again, don't just focus on the good. Focus on where I think the concern for them lies. And the biggest concern is that offensive line. And on the flip side, the biggest concern is probably their defensive front and whether they can actually generate pressure. They might be able to stuff Clemson's run to a degree, but can they generate pressure? And I thought, you know, that UConn passing game had chances. And like I said, you know, this secondary has new pieces in it, and you know, you are starting a 17-year-old who, again, you're starting him because he's a freak, but he's still having some early season, you know, growing pains, as you would expect. I don't think he's out of the growing pains phase. I mean, I think Clemson will look to do some business against him. I just think you need to be careful going against him because, yes, you may still be able to burn him based on his lack of experience and his age, but it won't be for long, and then he's going to turn these things around on you. And when I say that, I mean on everybody, because I'll tell you right now, he's the most talented cornerback in the game, period. Without question. It's just an issue of when. You know, it's an issue of when that talent level is mature enough and you know, mentally, physically mature enough. You know, right? I mean, it's insane that a 17-year-old is playing two ways. And they got two of them. They have two freshmen who are playing two ways, which is, that's also crazy. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open, call 1-803-373-0949. Again, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. They're the absolute best. You'll 100% thank me later. So what type of game do I think it is? Listen, if Cade Klubnik is ever going to have a game where he gets going again, this should be the spot. This should be the spot. You know, again, he's going to see multiple defensive coverages. He has seen enough at this point in his college career that he should be able to handle that. You know, like I said, at times you're going to see Syracuse play their corners in off coverage, and they're going to be 10 yards off the ball. And if they're 10 yards off the ball, you have to take that. You know, they want to play aggressively and downhill, but if they're 10 yards off the ball, you have to take that. You have to block it up, and you have to take it. And that's a good way to get Cade going, too. But, you know, look, if I had to guess, I'm guessing Antonio Williams is coming back this week. I have no way of knowing that. No one's told me that, just to be clear. The only reason I'm sort of guessing that is what Dabo Swinney said near the end of his press conference the other day. When he brought Antonio Williams up, I thought that was the sign for me that he's playing. And the reason I say that is because, you know, like on his coach's show on Monday, when somebody asked about Antonio Williams, he immediately shut that down. You know, it was like immediately, he's a day day, you know, and it was, you know, a little direct. Him bringing it up made me feel like, and maybe that was last week's coach show, I don't remember now, but you know, regardless, I think him bringing it up is a sign to me that, you know, Antonio Williams might be back. Now look, here's the thing: if he is back, you know, is he back for the whole game? Is he back for three plays? Is he more of a decoy? I don't know the answer to any of that. You know, hamstrings are tricky injuries. And, you know, if you try and rush it back too quickly, all you do is re-injure it. And there's, you know, there's a great likelihood of that when you come back from a hammy. So you've got to take enough time for that thing to basically fully heal. And there's no way to rush that process. You know, I don't look, I mean, obviously they have advanced training methods and everything else now, and they can handle these things in a different way than was my experience with it. But my experience with hamstrings is, you know, man, it's like the most frustrating injury because you just can't rush it. You know, most other injuries you can sort of rush. You can't rush hamstrings because otherwise you get set right back to zero. But I had the feeling just based on, I don't remember the specific thing he said, but it was basically like, you know, maybe you get Antonio Williams back or, you know, something like that. It was something of that sort, you know, just so, sort of said in passing, but you know, it made me think that maybe he is going to be a go. So I think that would be beneficial to everybody. Look, I expect Clemson to win this game. I think it's 31-20, 31-24, something like that. I think it's that type of game. I think Syracuse is going to score some points. They scored points against Tennessee. That's a pretty good defense, and they moved the ball very effectively. That's game one. I want to point out that the UConn game, they had six. I was at home. They had six. With 6 minutes left in the game, they trailed UConn 17-6. By the way, Ramon, I gave that game out as a road rage guarantee, and I lost that freaking game.
No.
You want to talk about bad beats? This is as bad a beat as you're ever going to have, Ramona. I was getting 6.5. I was getting 6.5 points in that game, Ramona, when I gave it out. I really thought that UConn would beat Syracuse. And they did. If you watch the whole game, they did. They were the better team. They led, Ramona, they led 17-6 with 6 minutes left. 17-6 with six
what
minutes.
Happened?
And I'm getting 6.5. And I'm getting 6.5. And I lost. I mean,
it's terrible.
Yeah. What happened was with 5 minutes left, Angeli throws this missile strike down the sideline for a touchdown, and that cuts the lead. They go for two and don't make it. It winds up going to overtime. And in overtime, Syracuse scores and kicks the extra point, and I lose by a half.
By a half.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's just terrible.
And UConn at 17-6 had a chance to put it away. So in a way, I actually thought UConn, in a way, was more impressive against Syracuse than Tennessee was. But, you know, the point is, we've seen multiple sides of this Syracuse team. It hasn't been all good. You know, they went a long period of time in the second half without scoring. But then again, against Tennessee, they scored 24, 27, whatever it was. And honestly, they could have scored more against Tennessee. So I think that's closer to who they are. I think UConn was a strange matchup. UConn gave them trouble last year. You know, Syracuse won that game closely last year when they had all the weapons. They won 31-24. So I think it's a game that Clemson's going to win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a competitive game. And I think Clemson wins from 7-11, somewhere in that range. I think it's this type of game where Clemson finally gets the offense going some. They score some points. People feel better about it. You know, that's what I'm looking for. If that doesn't happen, Monday's going to be miserable. I think it's 31-20, 31-21, 31-24, somewhere right in that range. And I think the Tigers get a much needed victory. You see a little offensive rhythm and a little positivity so that we have some positive things about the offense to talk about on Monday. Like I said, if that doesn't happen, Ramon will be hosting Monday. Well, tip to the road rates, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, everyone. Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend, we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-callin' as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better.